Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Striving Together Publications is committed to providing growing Christians and local churches with life-changing resources. For growing Christians, we strive to provide solid Christian books and music that encourages your heart and strengthens your faith. For local churches and spiritual leaders, we're providing sound, biblical Sunday school curriculum, outreach and discipleship materials, church brochures, sermon helps, and a growing list of other tools and resources. If you are a growing Christian or a leader in local church ministry, you simply must visit Striving Together Publications at strivingtogether.com.
The process of growth in the Christian life is an organic process. It's to be produced by the Holy Spirit. If you're longing for fruit flowing from your life, join us next on Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chapel as we discover that fruit grows where the stream flows. Stay with us. Welcome to another edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and the preaching of Dr. Paul Chapel, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. It's a joy to come to you every Monday through Friday, and wherever this program or podcast finds you, we sure hope that you have come with an open heart, that you're ready to examine the Word of God with us and grow in His grace. Today, we're going to listen to a series entitled Fruit Grows Where the Stream Flows. We're going to study the wonderful fruit of the Spirit, the process of growth in the Christian life that's organic. It comes from within. It comes from a process of yielding to the work of the Holy Spirit of God. Friend, if you've trusted Christ, the Holy Spirit wants to produce this fruit within you. If you haven't trusted Christ, then friend, we hope that because of today's program, you'll come to faith in Him and allow His Holy Spirit to begin that work in you. Don't forget, we would love to have you visit with us online and find out more about our ministry at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. You'll find out about this current series. You can subscribe to the podcast for Daily in the Word and take this program with you and listen to it at your convenience on your computer or iPod. You can also subscribe to the daily devotional email, Rooted in Christ. Every day to your email box will come a daily devotional from Dr. Chapel, along with an Old Testament, a New Testament, and a Proverbs scripture reading that will take you through the Word of God in 1 year. All of this is to be found at dailyintheword.org. Today we're again in Galatians chapter 5 as we study gentleness grows where the stream flows. Here's Paul Chapel.
Sometimes we live in a day when people are very insensitive, even in their relationships. I heard of a young lady recently who said, "My parents want me to get married, and they don't care who I marry as long as he doesn't have an earring." How many parents understand that? She said to her friend, "I think men who have pierced ears are better prepared for marriage. They've already experienced pain and they've bought jewelry." Now, I'm not an advocate of men wearing earrings. That's another sermon. But I'll tell you this right now. I don't think it's a very sensitive spirit when we want to inflict pain on those with whom we relate to. I think it should be just the opposite. In fact, notice in Philippians 2:4, it says, "Look not every man on his own things, but every man on the things of others." Let's say that together, shall we? Ready to begin. "Look not every man on his own things." I believe as God works in your heart a work of gentleness, there will be a sensitivity. Husbands, when was the last time that you really thought about the burdens of your wife? I mean, on the way home from work, you thought, "I wonder how it was with the kids. I wonder how it was getting things taken care of at home today. I wonder how her health is. I wonder how my children are doing in school." When was the last time that you were just being sensitive towards your husband and thinking of his hard day or his difficulty or boys and girls here this morning, when was the last time you really thought about how hard your dad works or how much your mom helps? Or when was the last time you thought about it's not easy for them maybe to pay for your school tuition or your books or your clothes? I'm simply saying a spirit-filled Christian has a gentleness that is seen with a sensitive, sensitive heart. When was the last time you wrote your Sunday school teacher a thank you note? Say, well, they call me every time they miss me. Sometimes they pester me. They're writing me. They're calling me. Hey, when was the last time you thought about them and said, dear Mr. Teacher, thanks for caring so much. Thanks for writing me a letter. Thanks for being there when I needed you. I'm saying that when the Spirit of God is working in your heart, you're not just thinking about yourself. You're thinking about other people. The Bible says, look not every man on his own things, but also on the things of others. And our desire as Spirit-filled Christians is to be sensitive one towards another. One man said to his friend, very few things upset my wife. It makes me feel rather special to know that I am one of them. Now, this guy's missing the point. Our desire is not to irritate one another. It is to be sensitive to one another, to think about one another, not only through sensitivity, but secondly, through sympathy. I believe we will express gentleness by being sympathetic one towards another. Romans 12:15 says, rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. Now, let me help you with something this morning that perhaps you already know, but everybody here today has a burden, everybody. Everybody here this morning is bearing something. I think this morning of people who sang last week in our choir each night, some whose body is filled with cancer, some whose marriage is uncertain, various different types of burdens that are beyond my comprehension. And I think this morning of this fact that the people seated in the row where you are seated right now have something that's heavy on their heart today. Everybody in this world today has a burden, and the commonality of the human race besides sin is the burden that sin brings in the form of physical pain and family trial and difficulty. And when you are filled with the Spirit and bearing the fruit of gentleness, then you will show sympathy for those going through that difficult time. Not only sensitivity, not only sympathy, but thirdly, I believe you'll express your gentleness through straightforwardness. Now, this is a little different thought, but stay with me and put your thinking cap on. You see, gentleness is not weakness. Gentleness is not weakness. Sometimes when you love someone, you're going to have to be straightforward with them. Here's a verse for you, Proverbs 27:6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Let's say it together. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. There will come a time in your marriage when you must care enough to confront someone that you love. There will come a time in raising your children when you must care enough to confront someone that you love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. No one likes to hear the truth at times when they're erring in their way, but that wound is necessary. Just like the wound that is caused to take the cancer out, that wound may hurt for a moment, but it is needful to get the cancer out. And if you think being gentle means to be passive while your children come home at 2 and 3 in the morning from partying, while your spouse is going away that is against the word of God, if you think that is gentleness, then you misunderstand gentleness. Gentleness is not weakness. It is strength under control. And it is having the ability, Ephesians 4, to speak the truth in love. To say, I love you so much that I've got to tell you that what you're doing, I believe to be wrong according to the word of God. That's why in being a person that is straightforward, sometimes you must be straightforward with your family. And sometimes as a husband or a father or a wife or a mother, you've got to be straightforward. And yes, you're doing it in love, but you're speaking out because you care for their future. I believe we as Christians need to be straightforward with those who are serving in governmental places today. Now, I mean by this that If you think being a Christian means being some passive, uninvolved kind of a person that never speaks up for what is right, then you are misunderstanding gentleness today. When you care about something, and we ought to care about America, then you will speak up and you will let people know. Right now, before the United States Supreme Court, there are two cases by the American Civil Liberties Union. While I speak on gentleness this morning, there is nothing in my soul that fires me up and causes me to have a lack of gentleness than to think about what the ACLU is doing to America. It's a tragedy. One case, and you need to pray about these. The ACLU wants public libraries to show pornography to children. And they're defending this right, as they call it. They want public libraries to peddle porn so that any kid can get on the internet at the Lancaster Public Library and see pornography. By the way, that's the type of thing the ACLU attorneys spend their life doing. What a tragedy. Someone says, well, I thought they were for our civil rights. I'm going to tell you something right now. There are some so-called rights that we don't want in this nation. 7-year-olds do not need the right to view pornography in the public library. There's another case where the Supreme Court is hearing currently a case that would throw out the name God out of the pledge of the United States of America. This was sent from the Ninth Circuit Court in San Francisco. It's made its way now to the Supreme Court. And the ACLU wants to take the name God out of America to protect your rights. You know what? If we are so gentle that we don't speak out against those things, we misunderstand gentleness. Sometimes gentleness must be straightforward to speak the truth in love, to call an elected official, to let them know where you stand on an issue. And so expressions sometimes will be straightforward. And then finally, our expressions should be spontaneous, through spontaneity. Say, where do you come up with that? Notice, if you would, Galatians 6:10. Galatians 6:10. As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Let's read that verse together, shall we? Ready, begin. As we have, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them. Now we're talking about expressing gentleness. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Listen, you don't need to wait for the church's visitation program to visit somebody. You don't need to wait for the church's program to bake a pumpkin pie for a widow. As you have opportunity, the Lord brings it to your mind. In kindness, express that to someone. Here's someone who has a need. See the need and take the lead and let God use you to make a difference in someone's life. Look, you don't have to wait for some formal program to make the pastor a pumpkin pie. All right, just making sure you're awake, all right? What I'm saying today is simply this. The Bible commands us, when we have opportunity, let's do good to everybody. It may be as little as opening a door. It may be as something as telling the janitor at work, you know what, you do a good job. It may be something just telling your kids when they bring home a C instead of an F. Son, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm proud of you. You're doing better. It may be as simple as saying, son, I'm so glad you didn't get a demerit at school today. Some of you say, pastor, as soon as he doesn't get one, I'll say it to him. But when you have opportunity, take it. Help someone by being a blessing. You see, Jesus is our example in gentleness. And when Jesus is in your life, it will be expressed. There will be fruit growing where the stream is flowing. And the stream is the Holy Spirit. And when He is in you, there will be fruit that will be forth coming from your life each and every day. Notice finally this morning, the empowerment of gentleness. The empowerment of gentleness. Now sometimes people say, well, Pastor Chappell, what you're saying is so true. And I really wish I was that way, but it's just not in my DNA to be this kind of a guy. I know that. Because you have a sick DNA. You have Adam's DNA. Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Some people say, well, that's just not the way I am. That's right. That's why we're here today. Now we got to first base. Way to go. None of us on our own merit are going to ever be kind the way we should be. That's why we need to yield to the Holy Spirit within us. So how do we have the power, the strength to be this way? First of all, we are empowered by the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the what? It doesn't say the fruit of the church. It doesn't say if you walk through a church once a week, you will be gentle, kind, peaceful, and joyous every day of your life. It doesn't say it's the fruit of the church. It doesn't say it's the fruit of the baptistry. It is not the fruit of some organization. It is the fruit of the living God who lives inside of believers. The fruit of the Spirit. That's why Ephesians 5:18 is so important. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Why do you emphasize being filled with the Spirit? Because in your own DNA, in your own flesh, you cannot show forth gentleness. You cannot show forth love and peace. But in the power of the Holy Spirit, then you can live out this life. I believe as you are empowered by the Holy Spirit, you can live this life out in your home. And that's really the baseline. That's where it really begins. Living this Christian life. It begins with our family. I'm talking about a kind word at home. I'm talking about a note to your spouse. A note in his lunch pail. A note on the refrigerator. And not one that says, hope you lose some weight this week. I'm talking about kindness. A kind thought. I heard about a little brother and his other brother in their room playing recently. One was 5, one was 2, and they're having a pretty good time. And all of a sudden, the mom heard a blood-curdling cry come from the room, and she ran into the room, and there was the 5-year-old, and he was holding his head. There was the 2-year-old. He had a handful of hair. And the mom said to the 5-year-old, now, son, he's only 2, and he doesn't really know what that means. He doesn't really know what it's like when that happens and to have his hair pulled and everything. Just be patient with him. And so the mom left the room, and a few minutes later, she heard another blood-curdling cry. This time, it was coming from the 2-year-old, and she rushed into the room, and she says, what's happened? And the 5-year-old son said, well, mom, you said he really didn't know what it felt like, but now he does. Now, that would be a natural response to a problem, the opposite of gentleness. But as we're filled with the Spirit, then in our homes, there will be a gentleness. In our community, we should show forth a gentleness. I pray that we will not be known as members of Lancaster Baptist Church as just people who have certain convictions or certain faithfulness to attend church. That may be seen. But I pray more than that, that our spirit would be evidence that we would be known as a kind people, a loving people, a people who really care. You see, an unkind spirit will turn people away from the Lord. And I pray that our gentle spirit would be a greater testimony than those convictions or that schedule. Colossians 3:12 says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. When we see people in need in our community, I pray that we would have a heart for them. Even as Jesus saw the man at Bethesda and said, take up thy bed and walk. Even as Jesus saw the woman at the well, she had 5 husbands, and the man she was with at the time was not her husband, and he didn't condemn her. He said, I can give you water from which you'll never thirst again. He witnessed to her. In our community, may we have kindness towards those who oppose us. And there are those who oppose what we preach. There are those who would be glad to take God right out of the Pledge of Allegiance. There will be those who oppose you because you stand up as a Christian. But even when you're facing that opposition, in the Holy Spirit, you can still be gentle. You can still be strong in your position and gentle in your disposition. And not only in our homes and in our community, but even in our church. I believe as we're filled with the Spirit and empowered by the Spirit, there will be a joy. And I thank God that it exists at Lancaster Baptist, but I don't want to take it for granted. I heard about one older usher who was talking with a newer usher. And he said to him, he said, now listen, We have nothing but wonderful, sweet Christians in this church until you try to seat someone else in their pew. Now, may we be the kind of people that are willing to let someone have our seat for the name of Jesus, that are willing to share, to be a blessing. The Holy Spirit makes the difference. He brings a gentleness into our families, into our communities, and into our church. And oh, that we would be empowered by Him to that end. Then notice also, we are encouraged by the testimony of Jesus Christ. We're empowered by the Holy Spirit. We are encouraged by the testimony of Jesus. Look, if you would, at Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32. Ephesians 4:32. It says, "And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Now let's read this verse together, shall we? Ready, begin. "And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another." Has someone in your family hurt you? Has someone in church or in the community hurt you? Wait a minute. Have you forgiven them? Remember years ago, my wife was teaching a ladies' class here at the church. There was a lady that was saved, and she was beginning to grow. She came to my wife one day, and she said, "I have a terrible bitterness towards my husband." Her husband was not saved, and frankly, he had been living a pretty rough life. He had treated her very poorly. And she said, I'm very bitter towards him. And my wife said to her, she said, "You really need to forgive him." She said, "But he's not deserving, and you don't know how bad he is." And she showed to this lady this verse, "Even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." And she said, "God forgave you based on the merit of Jesus Christ. And even though you did not deserve to be forgiven, God forgave you because of Jesus." And so even though your husband does not deserve to be forgiven, you can forgive him because Jesus forgave him. Well, she prayed about it for several weeks. And finally, she came to my wife and she said, "I'm able to forgive him. I really am." Not only did she forgive her husband, she began to serve him with gentleness and kindness. She began to make his favorite meal and do special things for him. And I'll never forget the day when that dear lady showed up in church with her husband at her side and when he accepted Christ as his Savior. And it was a great joy to preach to them in the early service this morning. Why? Because of somebody who followed the example of Jesus Christ. I wonder, in your relationships, are you following the example of Christ today? Because if you do, he'll restore. He'll bring strength back to your home. Are you known at work as a spirit-filled Christian or as a gentle, kind person? Or are you known at work as the grump? Or at home as the Grinch? Perhaps you'd let the Holy Spirit fill you this morning and say, "Lord, make me a gentle husband. Make me a gentle wife. Make me a gentle and a kind person at work. Make me more like you, Jesus, as I live on this earth today. Make me more like you as I show someone else your way. Help me, Lord, to follow you so that others may see you in my life today." Father in heaven, thank you for being so gentle and kind with us. And Lord, I pray right now that you would convict our hearts and mold us into your image.
Well, you've been listening to Dr. Paul Chappell and teaching a series on today's edition of Daily in the Word entitled "Fruit Grows Where the Stream Flows." Friend, if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior and today's broadcast has prompted you to consider that decision, we would invite you right now, in the privacy of your own heart, to make a simple faith decision to believe and receive, to place your faith in Jesus Christ as your only Savior once and for all. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Friend, you could bow your head and heart right now and invite Jesus Christ into your life to be your Savior. We would love to talk with you more about that and help you understand what it means to make that wonderful decision. I hope you'll call us. I'll give you that contact information in just a moment. Don't forget, we invite you to visit us online at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. Online, you can see recent broadcasts and listen to the broadcast. You can also find out more about subscribing to the Daily in the Word podcast. You can download this program free of charge to your computer, your iPhone, your iPod, or some other device, and take it with you and listen to it at your leisure on your own time. You can also refer this program to a friend. Perhaps you know somebody that lives in an area where this program is not aired. Anybody can go to dailyintheword.org and subscribe to the Daily in the Word podcast. You'll find lots of other links there about Dr. Chappell and his ministry. The Rooted in Christ Daily Devotional can come every day free of charge to your email inbox and remind you to walk with God and get through His Word in a year. You'll find links to the online bookstore and Pastor Chappell's newest book entitled Stewarding Life. This beautiful hardback book will help you understand how to take the one lifetime that you've been given with limited resources and adjust them and live them out according to eternal priorities. Once again, the new book, Stewarding Life by Dr. Paul Chappell. You'll find all of this and more at dailyintheword.org. Also, if we can help you, please call us toll free at 1-800-201-7748. Once again, 1-800-201-7748. Thanks for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. And until next time, have a great day.